The Up Express is also really interesting to me. When you first took the Up Express to the Pearson Airport, if you can remember when you did it, it's kind of life-changing. It came in just after, what, the Pan Am Games were here in 2015, and that was the concept, that we finally need something that is light rail that gets us out to Pearson Airport. And it's done really well in doing that. I guess what we didn't anticipate was two more inner-city stops using it and making the connection to be able to take it downtown. It's more efficient than the TTC. It's a smoother ride. It's above ground. It's all of that. So if you can afford it, you hop on and you're there. So there you have it. It's one of those scenarios that ends up working. But there's people upset about the lack of frequency that they're going to have now to get downtown. Haley Fuller is such a person. She's a Weston resident and has utilized the Up Express for those kind of downtown and back trips. And she joins us now on Toronto Today. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Morning. We'll get to your petition in a little bit. But when this news came down, were you worried about this? Did you kind of see this coming or hear rumblings about it, that this would that you would have a less frequent possibility to come to downtown?
When I first saw the press release and news coverage yesterday, I saw, you know, announcement about Up Express service, and based on how busy and how popular it is in our neighborhood, I immediately thought, oh, great, they're going to be increasing the service. As soon as I saw the information about, no, we're actually cutting it by 50%, with no warning to residents, I was quite shocked and not really happy about it, to be honest.
Now, what changes for you if it's every half hour instead of every 15 minutes? What changes?
Well, the convenience of it being every 15 minutes does mean that you don't really have to think about what time the train is coming. It's similar to taking the subway. You can just show up and you know that you have reliable service. I've also lived in Weston for a few years, and during the pandemic, the train service was 30 minutes. And they only recently, within the last 6 months, increased it consistently to every 15 minutes and late nights. So I've also had the experience of taking the train every 30 minutes, and it is incredibly packed. The platform is overflowing with people. You can't get a seat. And sometimes, like, if you're trying to get on after 7:30 in the morning on a 30-minute schedule, people can't get on at Bloor because it's so popular. You have 100, 150 people trying to get on at Weston in the morning.
That's interesting. And I'll bring my Durhamite. I'm out in Ajax, but my GO train experience is, and those trains are half an hour, but I'll make the point, Haley, that without the express time of day, morning and afternoon, we'd all be on packed trains every half hour as well. Could I make the case that if Up added some more frequent express trains for you or more stops in peak rush hour times, that might be a decent compromise instead of every 15 minutes, every hour of the day?
Absolutely. I think if we had the 15-minute service in rush hours, that would make a huge difference. And that way, it could be a compromise between people who want to get to and from Union and Pearson and the people who are using it as a commuter train. But I will also say, I'm a consultant. I fly out of Pearson all the time for work. So as a business traveler, it's also not a great situation for me if I also have to wait 30 minutes for a train that's going to still pass by but not take me to the airport when I need to get there. In that case, I'll just take an Uber.
That's so interesting you say that, because I think this has been pitched as a battle between people that are headed to the airport that want a faster ride and people that are headed downtown that are commuters that need these two extra stops at Bloor and Weston. But it kind of a packed train impacts everybody, whether you're headed to the airport or headed downtown.
Exactly. And there's lots of people at Bloor who take it to get to the airport or to Union as well, right? To take a train to Montreal or to Windsor. So people are using it for all sorts of travel where a packed train is going to impact you regardless of where you're going.
We're talking to Haley Fuller. She's a Weston resident. Her petition, by the way, is to save Up Express service to underserved. That would be weird. Underserved neighborhoods. You don't deserve it. If there's a change.org petition and people can find it there. So when the Up Express comes into existence, how did that change things for the Weston communities? Big change to be able to take it instead of the TTC, I would assume.
Absolutely. It's been a huge change for the Weston neighborhood. And people had to put up with the construction for a very, very long time to get this benefit. I think Weston is an incredible neighborhood, but has unfortunately been historically underfunded for both transit services and social services since the 70s. So this was huge for the community as a way for people to get to their work faster and to be able to travel around the city, and has opened up people being able to take their kids to daycare in other neighborhoods because we don't have enough daycare here. And a similar trip for me to get downtown, if I were to get on the TTC this morning, it would take me between an hour and 30 minutes to an hour and 45 minutes to get to the same place that the Up Express takes me in 14, which is a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, I wonder about that. When you see the train, what percentage, a full train, what percentage do you think are people that are airport people, and what's the percentage of people that are headed, obviously there's two different directions, but what's the percentage of people using it just as a commuter thing to get downtown for work or a game or to go out for dinner or whatever?
I would say on an average day when I'm there at rush hour, probably 10 to 15% are people coming from the airport with suitcases, and the rest are all commuters who are getting on at Weston and Bloor.
Yeah. Are you hopeful that there's people listening potentially that could at least, like I said, from 4 to 6 o'clock, maybe in the afternoon, from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning, get you a faster alternative, a more frequent alternative?
I'm definitely hopeful. And, you know, we've had over 1500 signatures on the petition in about 8 hours, which is fantastic uptake. I also see that we've got a lot of local and provincial politicians who are listening and who agree that at the very least we should be looking at this from a rush hour perspective and a way to keep service in this neighborhood. So I am hopeful. We'll have to see.
Last thing, the TTC is an alternative. If you're in Weston, a lot of people saw this as a panacea to avoid the TTC. I'll ask you your opinion of what the TTC offers in terms of subway service from where you are down to Union. What is it like? Is it reliable? Is it frequent? Are people worried about safety? What's the community think of it?
So to get to a subway from our neighborhood, you either have to take a bus across Lawrence for 35 minutes or a bus down Weston for 30 to 35 minutes.
Jeez.
So it is possible to get to the subway, but really not convenient for most people.
Well, no one's walking there, and it sounds like an awfully expensive taxi or Uber ride, isn't it?
And then you have to deal with the traffic, too. Up Express?
Oh, yeah. Toronto traffic. How could I forget?
Toronto traffic.
Yeah, that took a while for it to come up in our conversation. Haley, good luck with the petition. I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
There's Haley Fuller, Weston resident. Again, for a GO Train rider, I'm not sure how much, I think I understand her argument, but you're not going to get a lot of empathy from people who wait a half hour. And if they miss it, if your train is at 7:28, let's say it's at 5:28 p.m. and you've missed the expresses and you're out of expresses. And the idea is, well, we either get the 5:28 or the 6:08. I suppose you're not going to get a lot of empathy. But then again, we made the decision to live, you know, a 50-minute GO Train ride away from Union Station. Or if you're in Scarborough, Guildwood, you made the decision to live out that far. The people in Weston said, we've got access to the city. There's people, it's documented in a lot of the stories I read. There's people that moved to Weston because, well, you're right next to the Up Express. I mean, who doesn't think about that? We're going to build all these houses in the Portlands, right? And yet, right now, there's no transit that's going to serve them. This city made a commitment to build homes in the Portlands, right past where I come in every morning to get here to Queens Quay, to Corus Quay. And they made that commitment without knowing when transit's going to be built. This is the waterfront LRT. And without knowing whether there's federal or provincial money. Weird we keep doing that. We did it with the World Cup. We've done it again. So what do you think people will do? They're going to buy cars. And I thought this municipal government didn't want you to buy cars and wanted you to take transit. So a lot of cart before the horse, no pun intended, in a lot of these cases. But a lot of people who live in Weston say, you're yanking the carpet out from underneath us. It is only an extra 15-minute wait, but you and I know 15 minutes is valuable.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.